Let's talk one of our big stories of the day now, because leading figures have said David Cameron's claim that Britain is a Christian country risks sowing alienation and division in society. It follows an article for the Church Times last week by the Prime Minister in which he wrote of his own faith and his desire to infuse politics with Christian ideals and values. More than 50 writers, scientists, broadcasters and academics signed an open letter expressing concern at the negative consequences of the Prime Minister's assertion in a country where most people do not describe themselves as Christian. Can we still be called a Christian nation? Andrew Copson is from the British Humanist Association. Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The last census said that over 50% of the people quoted themselves as being Christian. So, to that extent, the majority of people do think of themselves as Christian, do they not?
No, they don't. The census is a very unusual instrument. It's the only survey or poll that records that sort of high level. And the reason is that it asks a closed and leading question. The question asked in the census is, what is your religion? Which it doesn't take long to realise is a very leading and closed question. Now, if you ask more accurate questions, like, for example, do you belong to any particular religion, or do you feel yourself as having any particular religion, yes or no? If so, what is it? Then 43% of people say Christian. So it's widely acknowledged by statisticians and demographers and by the ONS itself that the census records a sort of weak cultural affiliation rather than religious identity per se. Even if we were to take the census as an indicator, though, which it isn't because it's so inflated, but even if it were, and Downing Street has relied on it, then if we look at 2001... it was 72% of people ticking Christian. If we look at 2011, it was 59% of people ticking Christian. So if that trend continues, and there's no reason to think that it won't, then Christians will reach 49% by about 2018. I don't think that the people who say we're a Christian country really want to say it just for the next 4 years. So I think even with the inflated statistics in the census, we're on a hiding to nothing to try and describe Britain as a Christian country.
Isn't the
and
point
most people aren't believing practicing Christians.
No, and there'd be a lot of people who are not believing practicing Christians, but try and lead their lives according to Christian values. And isn't that really the point the Prime Minister was saying? He did not say everybody goes to church and everybody's a practicing Christian, but he did say that we tried to lead our lives by Christian values. What is wrong with that?
Everyone has values by which they live their life, of course. And some people will say that those values come to them from a Christian tradition. Many people won't. If you ask people where they think they get their values from, over 60% of people say they don't get them from religion, that they get them from their own experience, empathy, tolerance, sympathy in their lives, from their parents, from their education, and so on. But I think you're wrong. I don't think that is what the Prime Minister is saying. I mean, I read very carefully what he said and the articles that he wrote and the speeches that he gave in Downing Street in the last week. He was saying that Britain is a Christian country, that we should be proud of our status as a Christian country, that we should proclaim Christianity and our being a Christian country. He didn't say, you know, there are values that bring us all together, we all have values in our lives, let's celebrate them. He said we are a Christian country. I mean, that's what he was saying.
And what is it that really worries you about this? I mean, you have your opinions, I have mine, you're entitled to yours, I'm entitled to mine. I can't see really why people get hot under the collar about what the Prime Minister has said.
Well, I mean, to an extent, I agree with you. Of course, you have your right to your beliefs. I have my right to mine. And the Prime Minister, of course, has his right to his Christian beliefs. And doubtless they affect his policies. And that's as it is going to be. It's inevitable. The problem comes when you try to describe Britain as a Christian country and try to make that the basis of national identity. Now, I'm British. I'm not a Christian. My parents were British, they weren't Christians. My grandparents, British, not Christians. How am I to feel included in that national narrative, in that national identity, if all I hear is that we're a Christian country? How are other people like me to feel included? How are people more recently arrived to Britain, new British people, of different non-Christian religions or of non-religious beliefs, meant to feel? If we really want to build a shared national identity, we have to do it by acknowledging the shared values that bring us together in Britain, values of respect for the rule of law, of democracy, of tolerance, of liberality, of neighbourliness, of rubbing along with each other. We have to respect those shared values that bring us together, whether we're Christian or humanist or Jewish or Muslim or whatever, not the narrow identity with one particular religion. That's the main problem. The second problem is what the Prime Minister said after he said that we're a Christian country. He said that he wants to increase the role of religious organisations in the provision of public services, for example, and more generally in the state. And I think most people even a large number of Christians are concerned when religion and politics gets that mixed up together. They want to see secular shared public services, not narrow religion-based public services. So that's another problem. I mean, there are many more.
Are you really worried that if the Prime Minister expresses those views that it can affect government policy? I mean, I doubt even the whole of the Cabinet agree with him, let alone Parliament in general. So just expressing these views is not really going to influence policy, is it?
Well, he is the head of the government. I mean, the Prime Minister is the head of the government. Who knows how the politics of this will play out? I'm not a political commentator. I don't know. The reason why we felt the need to make this statement at this time and why these signatories at the weekend made the decision to sign the letter that they made is because what we saw was a disturbing trend. In the last few years, church leaders, obviously, but also increasing numbers of politicians, have been promoting this idea of Britain as a Christian country. We thought that now was the opportunity to try and present an alternative view to the public. That's why it was an open letter. And we hope also that it might be an opportunity to make the government see that there are a lot of people that are alienated from British identity and from the sort of democratic politics that we need to engage in by this talk of Britain as a Christian country. So I hope we've sort of achieved those aims. As to whether the rhetoric will match up to the policy, well, I mean, I think that's a question with every statement by every government minister ever, and I don't think I can answer the question.
Andrew, thank you very much for joining us. That's Andrew Copson from the British Humanist Association. We'd love to hear your views, of course. We're going to talk.